This week on Dr. Office, she's got a Mac, he's got a PC. They both have Office, but they can't get along.
Ron, where's my information?
No, I sent you the Excel spreadsheet with everything in it. It's right there.
It was all garbled. I couldn't read any of it. In fact, I had to recreate the whole thing. And I sent you the charts.
Yeah, it looked like a first grader did it.
Can Dr. Office bring them together? Or will their lack of technological compatibility rip them apart forever? Today on Dr. Office.
Yes, Ron uses a PC, Laura uses a Mac. They both use Microsoft Office, but they still can't work together. So I brought them here, at my own personal expense, to see if I could help. What can save this relationship? I think it's Microsoft Office for Mac 2011, which now makes using both Office for PC and Mac virtually seamless. Let me show you what I mean. Here is a gorgeous Excel document spreadsheet that's done in Excel for PC. All these new features, spark lines, looks fabulous. Now, let's see what would happen if I take this document and put it into a Mac before Office for Mac 2011. So opening the document in an older version of Mac, I get this, I get a macros thing, I open as read, I get error messages, and oh, look at that. None of the great stuff is there. So that's what it used to be. Now let's take that same document from the PC and open it in Office for Mac 2011. Fast and gorgeous. I've invited some experts in. Stephanie Brown is a writer for Office for Mac. Stephanie, these two hate getting files from one another. What can we do to help?
Okay, so here's a document that Ron created.
Okay.
And all Laura wants to do is she wants to review the document.
Okay.
She doesn't want this formatting information up here. She just wants to review it. And we've made that easy for her. So if you go down here to the task pane, there's a button called Full Screen View.
Mm-hmm.
If you click that,
ooh,
all of that stuff goes away.
That's beautiful.
You can click through to scroll through the pages.
Uh-huh.
Makes it look kind of almost like an e-reader. And it's easy to review the document. Now, if Laura wants to add comments, she comes up, she moves her cursor to the top of the page, she clicks right, she selects some text, clicks add a comment, and she can add a comment. You've done that,
mm-hmm.
you click exit, you can click save. Now she could send the file to Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Ron will see the comments and anything that she's done, even though she's been working in this mode that's full screen mode that Windows doesn't have.
And the document will look the same.
The document will look the same.
Terrific. What else?
Another thing that we can do is we made creating newsletters or brochures very easy.
Okay.
So first of all, you go up here and you click New from Template. You can select, there's built-in templates that
okay.
we send. And now this newsletter is open in this feature called Publishing Layout View.
Okay.
And what this does is it combines all kinds of desktop publishing tools.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easy for you to work with text boxes and pictures.
Right there in Word.
Right there in Word.
Great.
So what I wanted to show you is
mm-hmm.
how we can change this picture. So I selected the picture. I go up to the toolbar and click the media browser.
Ooh.
The media browser is really great because it pulls in all the media from your Mac.
Okay.
So it kind of combines all the media, the pictures, the audio that you have in your Mac.
I'm going to need the coffee and donuts.
The coffee and donuts one. So let's pull that one in.
Okay. Whoa, just like that.
Changed really easily. If you wanted to, you could change a theme. You can move these elements around.
You're just dragging and dropping, though.
Exactly.
In Word.
In Word. So it's publishing tools in Word.
Now, this is on a Mac. You send this to Ron on the PC, what is this going to look like?
It's going to look exactly like it does on
the
Mac.
Exactly the same.
Yes.
Exactly the same.
I wish my Word did that.
I know. How cool is that?
Well, I'm glad you two are talking to each other, but we have to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to open up a PowerPoint presentation like it's a salami sandwich.
This setup's the only way I've ever been able to get PC documents to work on my Mac.
Well, Slipknot, Office for Mac 2011 should change your life.
Wait, so you're saying there's an easier way you can show us?
You bet.
Oh, come on, let's see that.
And we're back, guys. How's
How's it going? Okay, I got a word for you. PowerPoint. Let's turn up the heat. I have Kurt Schmucker. He's one of the office maestros for Officer Mac 2011. Kurt, what do you got for us for PowerPoint for Office for Mac?
Here, I have a presentation open. I want to add some graphics to this. I'll open up the media palette. I'll go to the second slide. I'll drag in this graphic. That was pretty easy. But you know, we just need the donuts here. Let's get rid of everything else in the picture. Removing the background? Not bad. We don't want that coffee. We don't want the cream. And now notice part of the plate is missing. Look at my cursor. It changes from a minus sign to a plus sign. I can add things back in that way. So just select the part that's missing, and it gets added back in that easily. Let me also show you in PowerPoint a new feature. Here's another presentation. It has a flaw in it, and the flaw is when you run the slideshow, those ingredients are animating behind the bowl. That isn't what we need. We need those to be on top of the bowl. But of course, when you're in authoring mode like this, you can't even see the bowl. What can we do? Let's look at this presentation from the side. And then just grab that bowl and move it behind all the ingredients. When I go back now and play the presentation, it's exactly the way I wanted. And of course, neither of these features impact file format compatibility at all. It'll play just the same when you open it in PowerPoint for Windows. You can do these operations on PowerPoint for Windows, but it's much more difficult. In the Mac, taking advantage of the Mac OS capabilities, we've added a new feature just for PowerPoint for Mac users.
So, Laura, Ron, what do you think? PowerPoint.
Dude, it'll be fun to make presentations just to get to do that.
Yeah, totally.
Well, it sounds like we're making progress.
So we'll be right back after this.
Compatibility afforded by Office for Mac 2011, Mac users and PC users can at last party like it's 1939.
So we've just looked at a few parts of Office for Mac 2011. We haven't talked about the return of Visual Basic support or the fact that Outlook is now in Office for Mac. But, Ron, Laura, do you have anything to say to one another?
Well, you know, as long as I can read his Excel tables, I'm good.
And I guess you can keep sending me your PowerPoint decks if you want to.
There you go. If you want to know more about Office for Mac, check out Microsoft.com/Mac or simply go to the Office Show blogs at blogs.office.com.
Hey, can I try your Kinect?
Sure, yeah. Maybe I could play your iPad thing. Is that a game or is that
iPod?
A...
Oh. And my pad and my phone.
You got a pad and a pod and a phone and everything.
Can't say touched about. Can't do that.
I'm out of here.